Okay, last time we gave a general introduction to Pasabo B'Kisnim. Now we'll go into one aspect of it. We're not going to go direct in great detail. It's important enough to wait till everybody comes back, including me. The first kind of Pasabo B'Kisnim, which has a din of mezonos and not bread, is something made with one of the five kinds of flour and baked. But the difference is, instead of water, the majority is some other liquid, either fruit juice or eggs or oil. Those are the kinds of things that could be, that make the liquid part of the dough, right? And then it becomes mezonos. Here is a machlokas, how much of that you need. Okay, by Sfardim Paskin, like the Beis Yosef, that it doesn't depend on amounts, how much fruit juice or whatever. But even if it's a minority of fruit juice, but it's very strong taste, and it tastes like, what's it called, like something sweet. The Chazon Ish says the difference between bread and these kinds of things is cake you like to eat because it's sweet. It's nice, it has a nice taste to it. Bread you don't eat because of a nice taste, even though challah can taste nice, or even white bread or whatever. But it's a bread taste. It's not like, you know, a sweet, what's it called? Right. Chocolate cake you eat as cake. Bread you eat as a staple, right? When you eat a sandwich, you don't want to taste too much of sweetness of the bread. You just want the bread to be there to hold everything together. So, according to Sfardim, even if the liquid that gives it a sweet taste is the minority, there's more water than fruit juice, but the fruit juice is very concentrated, and you really taste the, what's it called, the sweetness, okay, then it's not bread anymore. And it is... And therefore, Sfardim can't use for Shabbos sweet challahs, which I don't understand, but I'm not going to get into it now why. Okay? They have to use water challahs and not sweet challahs. Because as soon as you can taste the sweetness, it's not bread anymore. Okay? It's mezonos.
It's the same with wine. It's similarity with wine. Right?
That?
The sweet wine. It's Sfardim that has that sweet wine.
No, that's a difference. Mix them together. Okay, so that's Sfardim. Okay, Ashkenazim, Pashtus. It also is a big argument. They go according to volume. What is the major liquid? If you put all the liquids in, water, eggs, oil, juice, okay, what will be the majority? If the majority is something other than water, then it's mezonos. If the majority is water, even though it tastes sweet, but the majority of the liquid is, what's it called, water, it's motzi. Simple. There is an opinion, even by Ashkenazim, that it doesn't depend totally on volume, but even by Ashkenazim, if it's really very, very sweet, even if the water is the majority, but it's very sweet, how much is called very sweet, I'm not sure, right? Then it's mezonos, even according to Ashkenazim. The difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim is, how sweet does it have to be? Just that you can feel the sweetness, or that it really tastes like cake, okay? Or it just doesn't taste like regular bread, okay? By Sfardim, the Ikar is it doesn't taste like regular bread. By Ashkenazim, it tastes like cake. Some say that it's not enough just to taste like cake, but it has to be majority of... Now, if you mix something with fruit juice...
It's very subjective. I mean, the way I taste something, the other person doesn't taste.
True. And that's why all of these things are not absolute. They really are subjective to a certain degree. The problem is like this. You want to make mezonos rolls, which we'll see is almost a misnomer. They're... Mistama is nothing that is mezonos rolls, for different reasons. We're not going to go into them now.
For Sfardim, it could be.
For Sfardim, yeah, it could be. as long as they're not being Koveya Sudha on it, which is what puts a monkey wrench in this whole thing. But let's see now, you just want to take a snack of a nice little dinner roll.
On an airplane?
Not without a meal. On an airplane, I want to get into an airplane because a meal thing you'd eat with a meal. No meal. Just want to pop a little roll into your mouth. Okay, is that roll mazonos or is it mochi? Do you have to wash, make a mochi, bench, or not bench, because maybe kazayas. Kazayas. One little kazayas. Or do you make a mazonos, don't wash, and make a alamichya? So for that little, one little roll, for svaidim, if it doesn't taste like regular bread, tastes a little sweet, right? According to most svaidim, you make a mazonos on that. For Ashkenazim, it depends, according to many, what is the majority liquid. Majority liquid is something other than water, you make a mazonos. Majority liquid is water, you make a mochi, right? Unless, even if the majority liquid is water, but it really tastes sweet, it tastes like cake, then according to some Ashkenazim, you also make a mazonos. Okay, that is basically the Shiloh. There's on the side of Svaridim also Machlokas. So it comes out that almost there's no difference between Svaridim and Ashkenazim according to differences in the Machlokas. But in any case, those are the criteria. You can't go, though, however, let's say you put juice in and you said, well, I put 2 cups of juice and only 1 cup of water. The juice could be that it's not concentrate, meaning most juices are watered down. So the water part is still water. So if you have 1 cup of water and 2 cups of juice, but one of those, of the what's it called, 2 cups of juice, one of the 2 cups is water. Because the juice is made half water and half juice. Sometimes even less than that. You know, it says fruit juice or whatever, 5% or something like that. It's basically water with a lot of concentrate fruit juice in it, but it's water. Mm. So the majority is water. So for an Ashkenazi, just mixing in juice, unless it is concentrated juice, is mixing in water for the most part.
Also concentrate, though, has water.
No, yeah, that's the natural water of the thing.
What?
That's the natural water.
Yeah, it was also made at one point.
You didn't add water to it.
No, but they made it.
Who made it?
The factory.
No, you squeeze an orange, right? That's orange juice.
Let's say I bought concentrate apple juice. Yeah, so that's a liquid. How is it liquid?
No, forget about concentrate. Maybe I used the wrong word. You use fresh, squeezed, what's it called, apple juice. They took apples, they squeezed them, got the water out. That's pure apple juice. Then, but usually they take that and they mix it with water. You don't get pure apple juice. Okay? Or what they do is they boil the water of the natural apple juice out and they get a concentrate and they mix that with other water. That's the water they mix it with is water still. So the percentage of water is the water.
So then all these cakes are also made with the majority water.
Yeah, but there's sugar, there's oil, there's eggs.
But I thought we said the percentage of the liquid.
No, but that eggs is called liquid, oil is called liquid, sugar when it goes into a thing is liquid. That's all liquid too. So you have to add up all there's solid ingredients of the flour. And all the other things are to make it dough. Those are called liquid. So, though that is the general difference according to different opinions. Okay, we'll see that there's one other consideration. Are you Koveya Sudha? You could possible that there are certain kinds of cake. This, that if you make it into a meal, right, you have to make a mochi, even if the thing itself. Therefore, if you take that little roll and you don't eat it just by itself, but you eat it as a sandwich, or you eat it together with a meal, so then there's a lot of halachas of when that is called Koveya Sudha. Does it depend how much of you're eating, or does it depend on how much other things you're eating with it? Right, that's complicated. as everything is, and that we'll get to when the shiur resumes.
Because on the airplane, yeah. Meals. So the role is the role, but you're really being kovea on the other stuff you get.
Okay, that will wait till soon.
It's a reliable hechsher there that's giving that hechsher.
Yeah, the OU, there's a whole, what's it called, Kol Kore from, I'll tell you who, in some second.
If I trust them for the meat, I can trust them on the results.
No, it says Rav Birk, Rav Reuven Feinstein, Rav Moshe Heinemann, Rav Moshe Stern, Rav Yisrael Belsky, Ravon Blumenkrantz, all of them signed a thing that airline meal rolls, you have to make a motzi.
But there's a lot of other people that...
Right. There are other people who disagree. When we see what the klolim are, we'll be able to decide.
Didn't the Rav just say that mezonos rolls in general, a lot of Ashkenazim poiskim say that it's a motzi, anyways?
Yeah, because they're made, again, with juice that's reconstituted and had most of its water, so it never had a majority. And also these rolls, if you put two rolls in front of you, right, one mazonos and one really made only with water, most people couldn't tell. They're not really, really sweet like cake, because you don't want to eat cake with your whatever they have over there.
I don't really want to eat the roll on the plane either.
Right. Nobody wants to eat the meal on the plane.
Yeah, that should make a difference. I mean,
it depends. Ones from here are the ones I've been places where the meals are really good.
They have these like rolls with, you know, tuna sandwich and eggs. I don't know, all kinds of
sandwiches. Right. You could not tell the difference. Right. It's not really sweet like cake. Nobody wants to eat a tuna sandwich on cake. Right, so they make these things in such a way that they taste like bread.
Yeah, but sometimes I eat cake that was challah and I add on something and now it becomes mezonos. You can take challah thing, add in sweet kokosh. So you see that the rules are here are all...
It has to be baked.
Yeah, okay, that's...
I know it's a good thing, but you see the sweet... Yeah. Bread is not bread and cake is not cake.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. When we get to the other prat, then we'll put them both together, and then we'll see if it is. For a long time, I was making mazonos on those rolls because the maisa, it's not the amount that you normally eat with a meal. But now I just don't eat the rolls anymore. I just eat the meal. It's too complicated.
To
tell you the truth, most of these meals are baltashes. My gifter once wrote a letter to the caterer, I think. I don't know which caterer it was. Because sometimes the meals out of New York are very, very good meals. Or out of some places in Europe, right, they're excellent meals. And really, especially when I went first class a few times, the meals there are really special meals. But what you get, I don't know what these little balls of something that somebody once thought they were meat or something, they're probably porridge, or I don't know exactly what they are.
But or the omelets.
They're really, so a gifter once got a meal like that. He wrote a letter, he says, you're making Chilul Hashem. You're people who are the fringe, you're going to have this meal once, and next time they'll take the trefa meal. So why don't you make it that it's equal to the trefa meal, so you're encouraging people to eat kosher. Right? People who eat kosher anyway, right, they're going to eat this whether it tastes like, you know, horse meat or whatever. But people who are not, you know, they're going to try this, and then they're going to say, next time I'll take the regular meal.